The pictures are dramatic. Maybe they're banal. We're trying to figure out what to make of them. I'm John Hockenberry here with Celeste Headlee.
Good morning.
And I guess you made a vow when you had your
first
child,
right? Being an overly educated person, I promised I would never raise my voice to my child in anger.
You said, I'm not going to be a yeller when
I will
I raise
not
my son.
Yell or shout at my son.
And how's that been working out for you?
Yeah.
So you're a yeller.
I am now, that's for sure.
If we had my kids on the phone, we could fill an entire segment with their discussions of whether dad should yell or not. We want to hear your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. You yell to deal with problems, to make yourself heard. You yell when it comes to health care, that's for sure. That's a town hall healthcare meeting in Tampa, Florida that we've been reporting on. But listen to this. Here's a senator.
I have to stand here till this room freezes over.
Former Illinois Senator Carol Moseley Brown yelling in the middle of Congress. And what about this voice?
Get him out of here. Get him out. Out. Go. Out.
Remember the old Morton Downey Jr. show?
I don't.
Yeah, it was all about yelling. And then this is straight out of Hollywood.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Something about Howard Beale in the movie Network, it sort of tugged at Americans who have this idea that if they just stand up and articulately yell it out and people hear, that everything's going to change. Philip Dalton, professor of speech, communications, rhetoric, and performance studies at Hofstra University here in the studio in Long Island, New York. Does that ever work that way? Does yelling actually win the day in some dramatic Hollywood moment like Howard Beale had there?
I don't know if it does in the Hollywood sense of it, but yelling is it's a form of civil disobedience sometimes. And sometimes when folks can't get their voices heard because they don't have access to politicians or perceive that they don't have access to the system, they feel as though the only way they can be heard is to raise the volume. And it effectively sometimes alters the forum completely. Changes the rules.
Now, it's sort of orthodoxy in the snooty public radio world that yelling is bad. You're not going to hear any yelling on, say, the Jim Lehrer News Hour, right? No yelling there.
No,
exactly. But is it the case that yelling is a sign of dysfunction?
It could be, and I think you say civil disobedience, but when I think of civil disobedience, I think of the sit-down strikes and people...
were quiet.
Yeah, quietly sitting in a diner and refusing to leave their seat.
Well, that's one form of civil disobedience. It's a peaceful form of civil disobedience. But if you're going to hold a protest or a rally, like a union sort of rally, you're going to bring signs that say bombastic things and you're going to yell things. Oftentimes, that is a way of getting media attention. If you say outrageous things in a loud way, the cameras will turn in your direction. So I think from the 60s, where we see that form of protest getting a lot of attention, to now we have more savvy protesters who now know better how to get media attention. And I think they do and say a lot of these things now and yell so that they do get press attention.
Well, beyond media attention, yelling presumably is about actually getting something done. Here's an example of yelling on actually the issue of health care where it accomplished something. Okay, it's from the movie Terms of Endearment, but listen to Shirley MacLaine.
Excuse me. It is after 10. Give my daughter the pain shot, please.
Mrs. Greenway, I was going to.
Oh, good. Go ahead.
Just a few minutes.
Well, please, it's after 10. It's after 10. I don't see why she has to have this pain.
Ma'am, it's not my patient.
It's time for her shot. You understand? Do something. All she has to do is hold on until 10. And it's past 10. She's in pain. My daughter is in pain. Give her the shot. You understand?
You're going to behave.
Give my daughter the shot.
Thank you very much.
I just love that. You're totally with Shirley MacLaine there, and she's a complete hero for getting the shot.
Mm-hmm. Yelling is a form of or a sign of communication breakdown, and you often see communication breakdown in a forum where there is a set of rules, and the rules don't work to your favor, or you can't get them to work for your favor. I'm not familiar with the scene you just aired, but
She got the shot. So I'll work it out for you there. But.
Okay, but I suspect that she's in a medical setting and she's passionate. And there isn't a lot of room for passionate discourse in medical settings, which are very formal and they have set and fixed rules. They're scientific. And in that kind of situation, somebody can be filled with rage. And at that point, the forum rules break down or get redefined by the person who expresses themselves.
So it sort of depends on where you're coming from, because we've been talking, Celeste and I have been talking all week about whether the yellers in the town hall healthcare meetings are going to be viewed as nutcases or disruptive or not contributing to debate, or if they're going to be viewed as heroes mm-hmm. who are coming in and changing the rules.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, you know, there's real breakdown, communication breakdown, and then there's manufactured or the appearance of communication breakdown. And I genuinely believe that a lot of the rage that's being voiced in these cases is real, but I also think it's been ginned up. And so will this be perceived by people looking at the news as authentic? Will they be perceived as heroes? Well, Congress generally doesn't have very high approval ratings. So if somebody walks into a forum with a congressperson and starts yelling, the assumption of the listener, I believe, or at least the hope is that the person watching is going to think that the person screwed up, the congressperson screwed up, the representative screwed up, and that's why these people are angry. And so you hear quite often from these people who are outraged that their questions aren't being answered. But I haven't heard instances of questions being ignored. So I think over time, I think you give this a few weeks, and the way it's going to play out is that it will be perceived as this yelling will be perceived as
fake,
not as authentic. Hmm. Yeah.
Well, but maybe it's a class thing. I mean, when you see a group of people, some are yelling and the others are sitting quietly. Are you also seeing a sort of demographic shift in the audience?
I don't know. I think yelling is classed. I think people who perceive it and understand it perceive it as a function of class. In these instances, though, I don't know. I don't know if the audiences are savvy enough. I suspect that they are, to know that a lot of these folks that are coming, they're not driving in from, the bulk of these people aren't driving in from the farm and are just outraged. And this is something that's grown up out of nowhere.
Well, the classic is this one here.
Hey, Stella!
It's from Streetcar Named Desire, the Tennessee Williams play, which is all about the
class.
Sort of – it's about class. It's about the sort of brutal sort of reality of
blue
a man
collar,
versus the genteel southern manners of New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Well, we do accept yelling or the expression of rage or outrage as a more legitimate form of political expression these days. And I would argue that since the 60s and a heightened awareness that other voices need exposure or they need to be able to get into the public sphere, that we have allowed ourselves to, say, integrate into the public sphere lots of other ways of expressing ourselves. But I think along the way we may have lost our ability to determine what actually contributes to public discourse and what doesn't.
I think what strikes me as odd is I'm used to the kind of yelling that comes out of a ramping up of frustrations when people are arguing, and if my kid is arguing with me when I tell him to go wash his hands, and he's going to get louder and I get louder, and it ends up with yelling. But then when I'm watching some of these town halls, the congressman or woman will begin to say their thing, and someone will, out of nowhere, will stand up in the back and start screaming. And to me, that seems the odd thing.
So
that
the ramp up adds to the authenticity, in your view.
Yeah. Hmm.
What do you think, Celeste? Is Dalton here a yeller? Professor?
Oh, yeah.
Communications,
oh,
rhetoric?
Yeah. Don't bump
on,
into him
your,
on the
give
subway.
Give us your best yell. Professor.
I'm not going to yell for you, but vulgarities will come out.
Vulgarities will come out. So if we push him hard enough, vulgarities will come out.
All right. We have a beep tone ready.
All right. So anything we should be aware of here, is the debate vigorous? Is this the sound of democracy, or should we be worried about these town halls, in your view?
I am a little concerned about them because I see them as more of a function of a narrative that the yellers see themselves as part of, and that's a narrative where America is collapsing, it's being dismantled by these elitist people who are running our government. And
that sounds better in a yell, you know, that America is collapsing thing. Well, America is collapsing. You got to say it like
that. Right. You got to yell that.
Yeah. Philip Dalton, professor of speech, communications, rhetoric, and performance studies at Hofstra University. We want to hear your yell.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.